I'm Lee. I play guitar and keyboards.
I'm Sean. I play the drums.
Okay. This album is your first for after 4 years of a couple of concerts, but nothing else really. So, why did you decide to take a break?
A few years ago, we kind of started trying to make to put songs together, and it just didn't feel right at the time. So after a while of putting in a good effort, we decided to just kind of hold off for a while for an indefinite period of time, and then decided a few years later that we'd give it another shot, and here we are.
But you did a shitload of other projects during the time. Could you maybe elaborate on that?
Sure. Let's see. Alec released a record under the name Flashy Python, Skin and Bones, and then he had Alec Owensworth, Mo Beauty. Robbie and Tyler put out an album as Uninhabitable Mansions, and then Robbie also plays drums in Radical Dads, who are doing really well right now in the States. They just made a really great record, Megarama. I have been producing records, bands like Conversion Party, Tom McBride, things like that. Lee's been doing a lot of soundtrack work, and you're working on a couple movies right now, right?
Yeah, working on music for like friends, like documentary films. One is about taxidermy. The other one, I don't really know what it is yet.
So for the Clap Your Hands Say Yeah album, did you thought maybe I could try to produce something, or did you?
I think it's really hard to change your role like that. So, you know, there are established patterns of the way that we get things done, and to go from essentially, you know, drumming and contributing a few ideas to producing, it's just too big of a jump with this group. You know, I've known Lee and Tyler since we were 12 years old, and we all went to college together, so there are some pretty set ways that we interact with each other.
So when you started again to work on new material, did everyone had something in mind, or did you really start from scratch together?
A little of both. Like Alec had, it was sort of a lot like the process for the first record, in that Alec had a lot of ideas to begin with, and then we just sort of fleshed them out over the course of like 9 months or something, and then things kept changing and evolving, but that was sort of part of the process. Like, we sort of intentionally wanted to get back to the kind of energy and the vibe of the first record, which was more of a band playing together in a room than the second record was. So that involved a lot of just playing and playing and playing, and then until the songs were ready. And then once we got into the studio, they had the energy and the sort of intensity of a band playing live.